this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西时, chapter 107, translated by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Beth. In the end, Shen Qiao did not return to Qingcheng Shan. Yan Wuxi was right. It had been one day and one night since the Shijian Dahui. Whatever should have ended would have already long concluded. To rush back there now would be pointless, as many sects would have already gone down the mountain. He found a person whom he could inquire information from, and soon learned that after Yan Wuxi had taken him away, Hu Lugu had also taken his leave. Duan Wenyang, on the other hand, had stayed behind and sided with the He Huanzong against Chun Yangguan. Chun Yangguan is no herbivore and is not one to be easily trifled with. Yi Bichen may have been injured, but there was still Li Qingyu, Gu Hengbo, Zhao Chiying, and the others. Although none of them were ranked amongst the top 10, it would be impossible to say that Duan Wenyang's martial arts far surpasses their own. Upon seeing the biggest threats leave, the other people who came to participate in the Shijian Dahui couldn't bear to lose face by running away at this time, hence they also stayed to assist Chun Yangguan. A melee ensued. Yun Xiuxiu and Sang Jingxing were currently at odds with one another. Her faction really didn't put in much effort in the fight. Instead, they took the opportunity to deliberately pull at Sang Jingxing's leg and impede him several times amidst confusion and chaos. Whatever the case, while Chun Yangguan did lose some people, He Huanzong wasn't able to pick up any cheap benefits either. It can be considered that both sides had lost, with casualties on both ends. In such a brawl, it was inevitable that some lives would be lost. When you wander in the Jianghu, it is your life that is least valuable. It is licking the blood of the people of the Jianghu off the tip of the knife. This statement is no exaggeration. If one's skills are not adequate to prevent them from dying at another's hands, there was no one else to blame. If their descendants are more skilled in martial arts and wish to seek revenge by slaughtering their enemy, the bystanders will have no say in it whatsoever, since these are the rules of the Jianghu. Amongst this group, the one whom Shen Qiao was the closest to was naturally his shimei, Gu Hengbo. Shen Qiao had practically raised her since she was a child. Her martial arts were excellent, and she was not stupid. Even if she wasn't able to defeat someone in a fight, she could still outrun them to escape. Shen Qiao was not worried about her. As for the people of Bixiazong, only Fan Yuanbai and Zhou Yexue were likely to be in danger. But Shen Qiao had heard from the people who descended the mountain that none of the Bixiazong disciples were among the casualties, which was a great relief to him. In addition, there was also another reason behind his decision not to return. Yan Wuxi had received a letter from Chang'an. It was a letter of distress. A letter that Yan Wuxi's eldest disciple, Bian Yanmei, had people deliver. Since Yu Wenyong had died, and his son Yu Wenyun succeeded him on the throne, Huan Yuezong's situation in Chang'an was one of panic at the rustling of the wind and suspicion arising at the sound of the crane's cries, as they tasted the feeling of being crowded out. Bian Yanmei had previously received Yan Wuxi's instructions to act accordingly and to ostensibly leave all the superficial power and influence behind for He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction to fight over, while bringing their own people into hiding. When Shen Qiao had fought his way out of a siege involving thousands of mounted soldiers, while bringing both Dou Yan and Yun Song with him, it was thanks to Bian Yanmei's hard work that he was able to flee Chang'an without any sign of soldiers in pursuit. However, the person asking for help in the letter was not Bian Yanmei, but Pu Liu Rujian. Pu Liu Rujian's eldest daughter was married to Yu Wenyun. After Yu Wenyun's ascension to the throne, she was now the empress, which automatically made Pu Liu Rujian the imperial father-in-law, or Guozhang. By all rights, his life should have become better and more comfortable, but this was not actually the case. A while back when he had still been in Chang'an, Shen Qiao had already heard of the absurdities perpetrated by Yu Wenyun, But even after hearing Pu Liu Ruijian's plea for aid at this moment, he was still rather shocked.
Yu Wenyun won't even let his father-in-law be.
Yan Wushi chuckled.
Yu Wenyun dared even lay a hand on his own father. What is a mere father-in-law to him?
He had almost forgotten about that mess.
Shen Xiao frowned.
Yu Wenyun committed an unforgivable crime against filial piety by killing his father, all because he couldn't wait any longer and wanted to ascend the throne at an earlier time. What grudge does he have against Pu Liu Ruijian?
Yan Wushi replied,
If the emperor wishes to have someone killed, then it must be he feels that that person deserves to die. But his so-called rationale and reasons are all excuses. Yu Wenyun was born into a wealthy and noble family. His father had accompanied the founding emperor of the Zhou dynasty in insurrection, following and obeying the dragon to make great achievements in battle, and thus garnered some prestige and influence within the army. This influence has now passed into Pu Liu Ruijian's hands. He excels in management and he currently possesses a small measure of influence in the imperial army. While his influence has not yet grown to the extent that it can openly threaten the supreme power of the emperor, which emperor will be able to remain indifferent to this, let alone a mentally unsound lunatic of an emperor?
He did not have the slightest admiration or respect for imperial power or authority, even when it came to Yu Wenyong. He had been casual enough to call him by name, and with Yu Wenyun it was even worse.
Yan Wushi then sighed as he said, Ah, Qiao, with a disposition like yours, it's fortunate that you weren't born into nobility or royalty. Otherwise, how would you ever be able to compete against others? What with the constant infighting within the royal court? I feel that you'd have long since been completely swallowed up, without even bones left behind.
What else could this mean other than calling him stupid? Xin Xiao was not angry. Instead, he laughed and replied, If we are to speak about my character, even without mentioning the intrigues of the imperial court, when I was a sect leader in the Jianghu, I was also plotted against.
Yan Wushi replied with a smile,
You are truly not doing yourself justice by selling yourself short. Your character may be innately unsuited for conspiring or scheming against others, but you still have your own strengths. While you are no longer the Zhang Jiao of Xuan Dushan, there are still many people who are willing to associate with you. What they appreciate and admire is you, not your status or identity. However, it's not a problem even if you are still susceptible to being misguided and double-crossed by others. After all, don't you still have me? This venerable one will watch out for you from the side, so there's no need to fear that someone might fool or deceive you.
In the end, isn't this person merely praising himself? Shen Xiao was a little speechless at this. He felt his hair stand on end under his clothes, so he quickly changed the topic and went back to the original issue at hand. So, what does Pu Liu Ruijian want our help with?
Yan Wushi replied indifferently.
His daughter has come under suspicion by Yu Wenyun and is currently being held hostage in the palace. Each and every one of Sui Guogong's comings and goings is being closely monitored by the eyes and ears of the emperor. Not to mention, the annihilation of his clan is at the mercy of the emperor's whims. Due to his actions, Pu Liu Ruijian possesses a guilty conscience. Why would he not be afraid?
Yu Wenyun is only concerned with self-indulgence and hedonism. Ever since he ascended the throne, even without mentioning the various incidents exemplifying his absurd and ridiculous behavior, he had killed Yu Wenxian and the rest in order to eliminate any of his royal relations that might pose a threat to his claim to the throne. At this time, now that all the potential threats have been eradicated,
in order to ensure that he would still continue living in a free and unrestrained manner, he passed the throne to his son, Yu Wenchan, while he manipulates the affairs of the courts from behind the scenes. Reaping the benefits of being the emperor, yet not having to bear the responsibilities of this position, nor was he vexed with admonishments by his ministers, Yu Wenyun was able to kill two birds with one stone. He felt very proud of himself for this move, but he still had a very suspicious nature. After getting rid of the threats posed by the imperial clan, he began to distrust the more powerful officials who had the ability to rebel against him. As the Guozhang and the pillar of the nation, Pu Liurujian was the first to bear the brunt of these suspicions. Yu Wenyun began placing him in the spotlight from dawn to dusk, and as a result, the former had a difficult time eating properly in the day and was unable to sleep peacefully at night. There was a blade constantly hanging above his head. His innermost being was plagued with endless anxieties and worries. Shen Xiao had interacted with Pu Liurujian several times before, and he had a good impression of the man's refreshingly bold, open and upright nature. In addition to this, he had just recently learned that his unhindered escape from Chang'an with Yu Wensong was partially thanks to Pu Liurujian's machinations from within. Otherwise, it would not have gone so smoothly. Buddhism emphasizes karma, the law of cause and effect, yin guo. Taoism also values this concept. If one owes another a favor, one should find the opportunity to reciprocate the favor and clear their debt. Otherwise, it may hinder their cultivation due to a disquiet state of mind. Helping others is well and good, but there are plenty of things that need to be clarified first. Shen Xiao is by no means slow-witted. He is able to understand many areas of concern and vital interest. It was just that he would not use this information as leverage against others, nor as a means to cause harm. The fact that he would write a letter of distress and have Bian Yin may deliver it to you is a clear indication that Huan Yuezong has a good relationship with Pu Liurujian. You had previously told me that Yu Wenxian could have been a wise and competent monarch, but given that you weren't particularly distressed by the news of his death, I can assume that you had already made arrangements for an alternative course of action. Pu Liurujian is a said alternative, I take it? At this time, Yan Wuxi had rented a courtyard at the inn in Suizhou, where Shen Xiao was recuperating from his injuries. Shen Xiao was a person with a peaceful and quiet temperament. He seldom went out during his period of recuperation. Instead, he would take advantage of the fine weather and bring a book out to read while sitting below the grapevine in the courtyard. When he didn't speak, the scene was already like a beautiful painting, let alone when he spoke up. The sun's rays cast their glow downwards, shining through the grape leaves, with the specks of light falling upon Shen Xiao's form. Even the silhouette of his cheeks and neck were illuminated with a layer of haloed light. Looking at him made one's heart itch to carry this beauty home and treat him like a treasure, that they may be the only person who can gaze at him from now on. What manner of person is Yan Wuxi? For someone to be able to make Yan Wuxi, who has partaken of many of the world's beauties, become enthralled by simply gazing at him. Such a person would naturally be extraordinary and unparalleled. He hid his thoughts extremely well. While such undisclosed, wanton desires swept through his heart like a tempest, engulfing it completely. His face fell within Shen Xiao's line of sight. Then he paused for a moment before smiling lazily as he said, "Correct. But the backup plan you speak of isn't that. Even if there was no Pu Liurujian, Huan Yuezong would still not collapse. Rather, without Huan Yuezong aiding him, Pu Liurujian would have a much more difficult time in succeeding in his endeavors. Therefore, it can be said that Huan Yuezong is his backup plan." Shen Xiao may be convinced of Yan Wuxi's astute vision when it comes to politics, but it does not mean that he agrees with everything the latter says. In the past, he had also approved of Yu Wenyong's ambition of ending the turbulent chaos of the secular world by unifying the nation. And it was because he had personally met Yu Wenyong that he knew firsthand that the other person was indeed an exemplary leader of his generation, possessing both great talent and bold vision. His governing style may have been somewhat severe, but he was both adept and accomplished in handling matters of the state as well as military affairs. It was because of him that the wars in the northern lands had come to an end, with its people enjoying years of unity and peace. Had he been given more time, he may have been able to put an end to the conflict that had spanned hundreds of years. It was only a pity that within the skies were unforeseen wind and clouds. Yu Wenyong may have been wise, brilliant, and decisive his entire life, but he was implicated with misfortune by his son. Yan Wushu was faster than anyone else to set sail with the wind. In no time, he had made the pragmatic decision to abandon Yu Wenxian and ingratiate himself with Pu Liu Rujian. However, how can he be so certain that Pu Liu Rujian will be a wise and benevolent ruler in the future? Is he not afraid of the possibility that in spite of the other's rampant ambitions, he may ultimately be incapable of accomplishing what he had set out to do, instead bungling matters due to ineptitude? Shen Xiao's expression shows that he couldn't quite understand this manner of thinking. Upon seeing the misgivings written on his face, Yan Wuxi said in a gentle voice,
"Ah, Qiao is someone with his own way of thinking. I can speak 1,000 or 10,000 words, but if you haven't interacted with him in the past, you wouldn't be able to believe me at this time. Pu Liu Rujian has Yu Wenxian's ability, but none of his weakness. And more importantly, he possesses the ambition that Yu Wenxian lacked. Back then, Yu Wenxian did not dare stage an insurrection, and as a result, his entire family was massacred. Pu Liu Rujian is not the kind of person who is willing to sit passively and wait for death. The only person is that he is currently in a greatly disadvantaged situation. If I lend him a hand now, Huan Yuzong will definitely receive generous benefits in the future. And, more importantly..."
Shen Xiao noticed that he seemed to want to speak further, but chose not to, and assumed that there was an underlying reason of greater importance that had not yet been stated. Hence he put down his book and listened more carefully. Yan Wuxi then slowly uttered the last few words,
"And more importantly, I find him more pleasing to the eyes."
Shen Xiao couldn't help but glare at him. Yan Wuxi smiled again, saying,
"I think it would be better that you don't stare at people in the future. If you want to stare at someone, then you should stare at only me. Lest others think that you are conveying amorous intentions through your gaze."
When did this man start speaking to him with words delivered in this manner of teasing tone? Shen Xiao thought about it for a while. In the past, he was blind and seriously injured, so Yan Wuxi carried him around. But at the time, he had deliberately created misunderstandings and had taken liberties with his overly intimate words and actions. He had wanted the others to think that the sect leader of Xuan Dushan was the Huan Yuzong's leader's male pet. While at this time his manner of speech was even more intimate, he had not publicly acted in a way that would overstep his boundaries. In private, however, he spoke and laughed in an unrestrained manner. Shen Xiao was able to brush off these subtle and profound changes as inconsequential at first, but at this time, he could no longer turn a blind eye. Shen Xiao massaged the area between his eyebrows, feeling that this has all become a chaotic and mangled mess of affairs. Yan Wuxi naturally stretched out his hand and pressed onto the center of the other's brows, gently applying pressure and massaging it gently. His other hand rested on the back of Shen Xiao's head, not giving him the opportunity to avoid or escape his attention. As if he had seen through the thoughts in the latter's heart, he asked,
Don't you Taoists emphasize the importance of following one's fate? Is our relationship not a harmonious fate of precious golden jade? Why does Ah Qiao look so troubled and anxious?
Shen Xiao,
acting in accordance with fate is a Buddhist principle. We Taoists believe that the Tao is in accordance with the laws of nature. Regardless, what is between us can only amount to a doomed fate at best. I must ask Yan Zongzhu not arbitrarily misuse words.
He had intended to brush off the other person's hands, and in an instant both of them had already exchanged numerous blows. Yan Wuxi did not have the self-awareness to realize that he ought not to take advantage of someone's weakness, as he directly sealed the other person's acupoint. He then embraced the beauty, holding him to his heart's content. He smiled gleefully as he said, "Be it a tragic fate or harmonious union, they are both fates nonetheless. Could it be that although you have been cultivating for so many years, you still remain overly attached to superficial appearances? Since Qi Feng Ge is already dead, it is unavoidable that I would have to enlighten you and straighten you out your way of thinking on his behalf." After speaking, he lowered his head and kissed the other person until he couldn't breathe, while tasting and experiencing the scenery of the beauty's entire body through his clothing. It's unknown how many times the other person had taken advantage of Shen Qiao while he was unconscious, but Yan Zongzhu had always been proud and arrogant. Even if he wanted to take advantage of the other person, he wanted that person to be aware and conscious of it. Contrary to expectations, however, he knew not to take things too far. He would test the waters, stopping just on the verge of what Shen Xiao could tolerate, right before he would explode into anger. This precise manner of gauging the limits of impropriety that Shen Xiao would endure raised the other's hackles, making the latter even more furious. Shen Xiao's face was flushed red. He felt breathless and began to pant loudly. The former was due to anger, while the latter was due to being bullied by this Deng Tuzi. Yan Wuxi's glance swept over his lips, which had become reddened and moist from being sucked on, and felt extremely satisfied with himself. Only then did he speak in a contented and joyful manner. "You see, you obviously have feelings for me as well. So why do you repress them and deny them over and over again?" Shen Qiao didn't speak. Of course, it wasn't that he couldn't speak. Rather, he was too furious that he didn't want to say anything. Yan Wuxi smiled again. "Ah Qiao, when you were in trouble, I traveled 1,000 li to save you. Is this not enough to prove this venerable one's feelings for you?" His words were filled with sincere tenderness, but he refused to release Shen Qiao's acupoint. This is because he is well aware that if he released Shen Qiao's acupoint, the other party would immediately leave. It would be impossible for the latter to stay and continue listening to his nonsense. Yan Wuxi said, "I understand that because of what happened in the past, you harbor a grudge against me. However, at this time, I have already had a change of heart towards you. It is said that one can see another's true feelings over time and through common adversity. Have you not realized it yet?" Shen Xiao calmed his breathing, replying coldly and sarcastically, "I have never seen Yan Zongzhu's heart. How would I know that it has changed?" Yan Wuxi grasped his hand and placed it over his own chest, speaking in a gentle and soft voice. "If you don't believe me, dig it out for yourself to see, and you'll know. From this day forth, this is all yours." The corners of Shen Xiao's mouth twitched. This man's sentimental and overly saccharine words triggering a spate of chills. He felt that the other person's face was even thicker than the Great Wall. Even if he spurred his horse, he would never be able to catch up. He tried to reason with the other person, but the man refuted him with twisted logic.
Shen Xiao felt that even if he grew 10 more mouths, he still would not be able to out-talk Yan Wushi.
You let go of me first.
Yan Wushi replied with a smile. I can't do that.
Once I release your acupoints, you'll run away.
I don't want to make you too anxious by being overly aggressive in my pursuit. But you'd best not have any notions of forgetting about me and wandering alone in the Jianghu. When it comes to the person I want, even if he hides within Qi Fengge's grave, I would still dig him up.
Shen Xiao turned his face away, replying, This humble Taoist cultivates the Tao. He will not involve himself with matters of romance or love during his lifetime, as no intent to marry.
Yan Wushi said, We are not talking about romantic love. Your erroneous assumption is too superficial. We will be cultivation partners.
Dao Lü, who share the same ideals and walk the same path.
I do not have any intentions to force you to marry me into your family. If you prefer, you can marry into my family instead.
He was acting like he was teasing a kitten. Upon seeing that the other party was about to puff up its fur in anger, he smiled and soothed the cat by petting it. He then released his acupoint, saying,
All right now, I was just joking with you. Why be angry? To get back to the original subject, Pu Liu Rujian has run into some grave trouble. Whether he is or isn't an enlightened ruler, whether you are willing to support him or not, these matters can be discussed at a later time. I'm asking you to travel with me because it will be of great benefit to you.
As soon as Shen Xiao's acupoint was released, he immediately got up and maintained a distance of more than 3 chi from him.
Can Yin Zongzhu then please speak clearly?
Yan Wushi blinked his eyes at him.
I don't wish to give away the endgame just yet. You also wish to return the kindness he had shown you before, so it won't be an issue for you to accompany me to Chang'an and have a look, right?
Oh, heavens. He's still trying to act cute. Shen Xiao covered the injury on his chest, which was currently throbbing in pain. He turned his head away, unwilling to look at the other man. He had yet to dispel the other's overbearing and irreverent conduct earlier from his thoughts. His heart was both infuriated and exasperated.
I can travel together with Yan Zongzhu, but I must have your pledge that you will act in accordance with propriety and etiquette. If Yan Zongzhu is unable to abide by this, then I would prefer to travel on my own.
Deep down in his heart, Yan Wushi thought,
If I truly wanted to follow, where could you go that you would be rid of me?
On his face, however, was a faint smile as he magnanimously agreed.
Sure,